Today's shiur is Masechet Bava Basra, Daf Tes, and we will begin on Daf Ches Amud Beis, four lines from the bottom. It says the Gemara Amar Abaya, Reish lohav Yosef Mar Tzipa Tebei Knishta. Originally, Rabbi would refuse to sit on the mats belonging to the shul of the city, because as we had discussed in the previous shiur, those mats were bought from the fund, from the charity fund, and they were diverted to use for the shul, and Rabbi felt that that was an improper diversion of the funds. Kivin Shamal HaDatanya. However, once he heard what we discussed in the previous shiur, that the committee of the city has the right, they could do with the stock of fund whatever they want, have Yosef, he would sit on those mats because he recognized that they had the right to do that. Omar Abaya, a similar situation. Originally, Rabba made two purses for donations. Chadal Aniyah the Alma, in other words, he was a Gabbit Stocker and he collected money. And he had two funds. One was for people that didn't live in the city, for Chadal Aniyah the Masup, and one was for people that lived in that city. Kivin Lasham Lahadama Lashmular Tachlifa Bar the Ivdimi. Once he heard what Rav Tachlifa Bar Ivdimi said, that he said, Ovet Chad Kisa, make one purse. Vasnila, and you could make a stipulation that it could be used for whatever you decide it should be used. So he made one fund. Vasnila made the stipulation that it could be used according to whatever decision he made. Ravashama, and na asnuya loy tzrichna. I don't even have to make such a stipulation. To call the Ka'asi, whoever comes to the city and gives money to the charity fund adat to the DRC is coming because of me, and he recognizes that I have the right to make the decision to use it for whatever I think proper. And I could give it to whoever I see fit. So the Mefarshim asked, why didn't Rabbi think that way? So Mefarshim answered that Rav Ashi in his time was the undisputed Gol Hador, and therefore it was understood that whatever Rav Ashi, whatever was given with the understanding that Rav Ashi would make the decision what to do with it. However, Rava in his time was not the undisputed Gol Hador, because even though Rava was the greatest Lamdan, as the Gemara says in many different places, Rav Yosef was the Oiker Horim, he was the person that was the great, biggest Baki, so he wasn't the undisputed leader, and therefore he didn't have the ability, it wasn't the same that whatever he decided, that's what should be. Says the Gemara, Hanabe Trey Tafchi. There were two butchers in the city, the Avdi Inyone Bahade Hadadi, that they made the following deal between themselves. The Kol Man the Ovid Beyomit Chavre, Nikra Lamashchei. As in those times, they didn't have refrigeration and freezers, so they could not slaughter animals more than that they needed, because otherwise the animal would obviously get spoiled. So the butchers made a deal amongst themselves that every day of the week a different butcher would slaughter an animal. And the stipulation they made amongst themselves was the commander Ovid b'yoyim de chavrei, whoever slaughtered an animal on a different day, the krala mashchei, they would tear the animal apart. And this is actually, to Rishonim say, the basis of unions in halacha, that unions can make that people that all work in one profession can make certain guidelines by which they agree to follow certain rules and regulations. There is a machloikas Rishonim. The Matcha, quoting the Rabbeinu Tam, says that it only is effective if all of the members of the people working in this profession agree to this stipulation. It has to be unanimous. Other Rishonim say that, as in other areas of halacha, a majority vote is enough. The Rashdam says that a majority is sufficient only if the minority abstains, not that they expressly object. But the Chamsoifer makes an interesting point. He says, even if we'll follow the opinion of the Rishonim, that in order for it to be valid, for the regulations that they accepted themselves to be valid, they have to be unanimous. He says, let's say somebody comes to the city later on that wasn't there when the regulations were made. He is obligated to follow those regulations. And says Rav Moshe Feinstein, this is the basis why somebody who's part of a union should not cross the picket line when they're striking, because if he's part of a union, he has to follow the rules that they all agreed to. So they had this agreement amongst the butchers that everybody has their day which they slaughter, and if somebody slaughters on another day, the animal would be torn up. Also, chad minay over b'yom dechavrei, and somebody went and shechted an animal not on his day. Kara l'mashchei. So they ripped, the other butchers ripped up the animal's hide. Asl kamei de Rava. So they came to Rava. Chayvon Rava l'shlumei. And Rava obligated them to pay for what they did. Eisrei Rav Shammai bar, Eisrei Rav Yehemi bar Shammai l'Rava. So Rav Yehemi bar Shammai asked, we learned in the Bryson yesterday, Shir ulasiyat sasam, that the people living in the city can make rules that everybody has to follow. So how come over here they didn't have to follow? How come over here Rava didn't allow them to make the rules? Amrap lohadalei Rava. So Rava didn't respond to Rav Yehemi's question. Amrap papa shaper ovid lohadalei midi. He acted properly by not answering, because hani mili heichad leka adam chashuv. When is there a rule that they can make such rules amongst themselves and they become binding when there is no Adam Chashev there? Aval Heichad Ikam Adam Chashev. If there is Adam Chashev, Lav Kol Kumnayu Demasnu, they can't make rules without his consent. And the Rishonim give two reasons. One reason is because it's proper covet to give the Talmid Chacham the right to voice his opinion. Another pshat that the Rishonim suggest is that in a city where there is a Talmud Chacham, Kavodat Torah dictates that his Das Torah, that his opinion, be taken into consideration before any new regulations are put into effect. Although, I did see that there is a Machloikas Rishonim, if this concept that the Gemara is saying that we need an Adam, that we need the consent of an Adam Chashev, is it only in the case of Al Gemara, where it's members of a certain trade accepting a stipulation upon themselves, but not when it's members, but not when it's a city, when the Zayin Tuvei Eir, who run the city, make a rule that we don't need the Rav's consent? Others say that even under those circumstances, the Adam Choshev's consent is required. Now explain the Mefarshim, we could understand why Rava didn't respond, because Rava didn't want to call himself the Adam Choshev, the great person of the city, so he didn't comment why he was saying his psak. But now we understand the psak, because the stipulation, the regulation was put into effect without his consent. Tana Bonan, Ein Mechashvim B'Tztaka and Gabay Tztaka. We don't make a reckoning with the Gabay Tztaka, with the money that he dispersed. Similarly, V'loy B'Hegdish Im Gizborim. We don't make a Cheshbin with the administrators of the Beis Hamikdash. V'al Bishen Rai L'Dover, even though there is no open Pasik, Zeich L'Dover. There is a Zeich L'Dover, Shnemar, V'loy Chashvu Es Anoshim, Ashiyitnus a kesef ayodam losses loisa malacha kibamuna moisim. There was no need to make a reckoning with the treasurers because they acted in good faith. And the Rishonim give two explanations why. One is because the people who are appointed to be the gabay tztaka are the most trustworthy individuals, and therefore they could be trusted that they would not, chas v'sholem, misappropriate the money. Another pshat that the Rishonim suggest is that if they're going to put under this type of severe scrutiny, no one will be anxious and nobody will agree to accept the position of being a Gabbai Tzedakah. However, the Torah, and the Rama quotes the Torah, says that it's still very appropriate that the Gabbai should volunteer to open up the books for auditing. Amar Belozer, Abi Sheish Le Adam Gizber Nem B'Toich Beisoy, even though a person has a trustworthy treasurer, Yotzvi Yimne, he should bind and count the money before he gives it to him. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, V'yotzru V'yimnu, they bound the money and they gave it to them first. So I saw that the Mefarshim explain why. One pshat is, because since we just learned in the previous piece of Gemara, that we're not going to be making a calculation with the Gaboyim, so we have to do as much as possible to make sure that it's done properly. How do we accomplish that? By counting the money before it's given to them. Another pshat is, as we just learned in the name of the Torah and Ramah, that even though they don't have to give the open up the books for auditing, it is most appropriate that they do so, and therefore an audit will not be able to be done if the money wasn't given to them first with a clear count how much was given to them. Another pshat that I saw the Mashal suggest is that the situation that money that's counted and bound, the mazikim, the shadim, cannot affect. And therefore, the Gemara is suggesting we should count it in first, that it shouldn't come under the effect of the mazikim. Says the Gemara, Amar Rav Huna, Baitkin l'mezoinus v'ayin baitkin l'ksos. If somebody comes and says that he needs food, we have to check if he indeed does need that food. But when it comes to clothing, he comes in tattered clothing, certainly we give it to him without any checking. Darach HaShulchan, of course, in prefacing this Gemara, says that this halacha only applies by a person who we don't have any reason to believe is dishonest. But certainly, if we have a concern that the person is a dishonest person, then we always have to check his situation. Says Rav Huna, how does he come to this decision? We could say this based on a pasuk, we could say this based on a svara. Somebody's walking around without any clothing, it's very embarrassing, and therefore we have to give him clothing immediately. For high, like kamavazi, it's not so embarrassing if a person is hungry. We could say it based on the pasuk, because the pasuk says, haloi price l'rov lachmecha. Price, it says, b'shinksiv, which means to clarify. Proish, first clarify if the person indeed is in need of the food. V'hada havle, and only afterwards give him the food. However, v'hasmit siv, regarding somebody who doesn't have clothing, siv, the pasuk says, kisira oron v'ksisoi, kisira, as soon as you see him in this situation, out there, immediately give him clothing. However, Rabbi Yehuda takes the opposite opinion. Rabbi Yehuda says, boitkin l'ksus, we check of a person. If a person comes to ask for clothing, we check if he indeed needs the clothing, but not when it comes to food. And Rabbi Yehuda backs up his position. He could say we know this through logic, we can know this based on a pasuk. Somebody who's hungry is in tsar, and therefore we have to give him to eat immediately. If he doesn't have such good clothing, he's not in pain. And therefore the Ritva says, if it's a situation, let's say it's the winter, and a person comes and his clothing isn't enough to keep him warm, then the Rabbi Yehuda would agree that we should immediately give him clothing without any further checking. So he follows the decree. Price is with a samach. Price, cut off a piece of bread, la'alter, and give him food immediately. You could have krinen, like the decree is. For hasam ksiv, regarding the clothing, the pasuk says, kisira erev ksisa, kshirloch, only after you investigate and determine that the person indeed needs the clothing, then give him the clothing. Says the Gemara, Tanya Kavosid Rabbi Yehuda. The Braisa actually supports Rabbi Yehuda's opinion. Omer Kasuni, if somebody comes and asks for clothing, Bait Kamachrov, we check if he indeed needs the clothing, but Parnasuni, if he says, give me food, Ein Bait Kim, we right away give him the food. It's interesting to note that I saw that the Achrayim asked that the Gemara says that if somebody is walking in the street and he recognizes that it's tzitzis on Shabbos and he recognizes that his tzitzis is possible, he's permitted to continue wearing his tzitzis until he arrives home, because the Gemara says Godel Kvayd Habriyas, that walking without clothing is very embarrassing. So the Achrayim ask, so why don't we apply the same concept here, that because of Kvayd Habriyas we should give him clothing immediately? So says the Ar Sameach that we don't probe the financial status of a hungry person asking for food, because he's in a state of agony even if he deliberately starved himself. And therefore, even though the hunger is self-inflicted, and maybe he shouldn't be worthy of receiving tzedakah, but right now he's hungry, and we have to help him. On the other hand, if somebody who doesn't have the proper clothing, he fraudulently put on tattered clothing, such a person is not considered in a state of agony because he did it to himself, and therefore we first should investigate if indeed he's worthy of wearing the clothing. The Bnei Yisachar says a very interesting vart based on this Gemara. The Bnei Yisachar asks, we know that Klal Yisrael in the Midbar had three nisim, the Mon, the Be'er, and the Anani HaKovid, but only Zecher of the Anani HaKovid do we have Yontif Sukkos. We don't have a Yontif for the Mon and the Be'er. Why? So he answers, the Erev Rav even benefited from the Mon and the Be'er. The Anani HaKovid they were expelled from. So therefore, why was that? So he says, because Mon and Be'er represent food. And our Gemara just taught us that when it comes to food, we immediately give it to the person without examining. When it comes to clothing, however, we don't check, we check. And the Anani HaKovid represent the clothing, and that we don't give, and that we wait, that we examine. So the Anani HaKovid that the Erev Rav was excluded is a pure nes, and therefore we make a yonta for it. The Mon and Be'er, that even the Anani, that the Erev Rav had enough from, that's why we don't make yontif to commemorate them. Says the Gemara, Tanan Hasam, we learned in the Mishnah Masech the Peya, Ein Poichsel Oni, Hoivim Mokal Mokam, we don't give a poor person who's traveling from one place to another place less than Kika Punyin Mi'abisam Basala, a loaf of bread that cost a punyin when 4 saw of flour cost a seller, Lon. If the poor person stays overnight, nice and like Panosas Lila, we give him what he needs for overnight. Ask the Gemara, my Panosas Lina, what does that mean? Amra Papa, Puria Ubeisadja, a bed and a pillow. Shavas, if he stays for Shabbos, nice and like Mazen Shal Shudas, we give him food for 3 meals. And this Machlaikus, we showing him how to understand the 3 meals of food we give him. Some Rishonim learn it quite simply. That Shabbos, we know, that Loch is that you have to eat Shalosh Sudas, and therefore, we give him 3 meals before Shabbos. Even though, as the Rishonim point out, that Loch is, Asay Shabbat Chachol, Val Tetzarech Lebrius, that a person should minimize what he eats on Shabbos as long as not to collect from Tzedakah. So the Rishonim answer, what does Asay Shabbat Chachol, Val Tetzarech Lebrius mean? What it means is that if a person has the option of eating only 2 meals and not requiring to take money from tzedakah, or eating 3 meals but it will require him taking money from tzedakah, asay shabbat chachoyl v'al tzedakh lebrius, don't take tzedakah. But here we're already referring to an individual who is taking tzedakah. If he never has already taken tzedakah, the tzedakah has the obligation to give him shalosh sudas. However, Tosfos has an entirely different approach to the Gemara. Tosfos says that normally every person who was getting stock up from the communal fund got two meals a day. And therefore this Ani also, on Friday afternoon, got two meals. One he ate Friday night, and the other he ate Shabbos morning. Now it's Shabbos afternoon, and they're distributing food. We give him three meals. What are the three meals? One meal is for Shal Shudas, that he's going to eat Shabbos afternoon. The next meal is for Mava Malka, that he's going to eat Matzoi Shabbos. And the third meal is that the person shouldn't leave the city empty-handed without having food. Which opens ourselves up. When I learned the Gemara, I thought, how can we give a person food Shabbos afternoon for when he's going to travel after Shabbos? Isn't that a situation of achana? So the Paiskim discussed this question, and they say that when the situation is a situation that the person will feel better because he knows he has that food, it's not considered a situation of achana. And in fact, I saw Rabbi Yitzchak Zilberstein uses this concept to discuss a very interesting question. We know that Shabbos after lunch, one is not supposed to wash dishes because the dishes he doesn't need for Shabbos anymore, so he should leave those dishes to wash after Shabbos. He discusses a situation where there was a girl who lived by her parents who weren't yet religious, and they insisted that the dishes be washed. If not, they would wash it with a dishwasher. May she wash those dishes, this girl who is being Shomer Shabbos? Or perhaps it's a situation, you're not allowed to do that chana. Says Reb Zilberstein, based on our Gemara, that we see in our Gemara that where it's a situation to prevent mental anguish, we're allowed to do something that looks like a chana. Here too, this girl, to prevent that her family should be Michal Shabbos, may wash those dishes. Says the Gemara. Tana, we learned in a Braisa. However, Emahaya Machzal Psochim, if this is a poor person that's going from home to home, then the halach is, Enes Gokken Kloy, we don't have to give him from the charity fund. Says the Gemara, Hahu Anyadav Machzal Psochim, and indeed there was a poor person that was going from door to door, Dosel Kamed Rapapa, that came from Rapapa who was the Gabbate stalker, Elohim is Dakikloy, he didn't give him anything from the fund. Omelet of Samarev, Breder of Yevil Rapapa, Imalem is Dakikloy, if you won't give him anything from the stalker fund, Inishachrina Lem is Dakikloy, then no one else will give him anything, because they're going to be sure that the reason you're not giving him anything is because he's not an honest person. Lemus, should the person die of hunger, says the Gemara, Omelet, Vatanya, then we just learned, isn't that the din that the Braisa taught us? Amalei, he responded, we don't give him a large gift that we would normally give. We give him a small gift. And in fact, the Rishonim say, and that's the halacha, that the same perhaps is the case regarding somebody that comes to people's homes. And the person comes and he asks for that he needs money desperately. But if we know that this individual is going from house to house, and he's going to other people, and he's not relying solely on you, then you don't have to give him all of his needs. Amar Asi, La'olam al yimna adam atzmai b'losa shlish shekel b'shana. A person has to give at least a third of a shekel a year for tzedakah. Shnema v'amadnu aleinu mitzvah losa aleinu shlish shekel b'shana avodas beis elokeinu. We had to give a third. So the Ben Yoyod explains what is the significance of a third of a shekel. He says, we know that it says in Pirkei Avos, al shloisha dvarim ha'olam oimed, al ha'toyre v'al avodah, Gemilas Chasadim, and therefore a third of the world stands on Gemilas Chasadim. That's what Shlishis HaShekel means. He goes on to say, we know, we remember in the Tefilos of the Yom Nerayim or Rosh Yom Kippur, we say in the middle of Musaf, Tshuva Tefila Tztaka Mavirnes Royan HaGzeira, and under those words it says Koil Tzoyl Tzoyim Mamin. Mamin is one of the ways that Mavirnes Royan HaGzeira, that's the shlish sashekel, a third of those three things mentioned. Vama Rav Asi, Shkula tztaka k'neged kol ha-mitzvos. The mitzvah tztaka is equal to all other mitzvahs. Shenemar, for man who learns mitzvahs, mitzvahs ein k'siv kan, ela mitzvahs. And again, the Ben Yoyad explains why it's tztaka so important. So he says, because if a person, Nebuch, doesn't have anything to eat, and he will maybe not survive, and now you give him tztaka, and like that he survives, and he's able to have a family, and they survive, all of the generations that come out of that person come because I was able to help him survive. So all of the mitzvahs that family and the generations of that family will fulfill are given to my credit. Siman Gadol Migdash Moshe. Amar Rabbi Elazar, Gadol HaMasa, it's more important somebody who convinces other people to do tztaka, Yoisim and Oisa, more than somebody who does tztaka themselves. Shnema, Vahoya HaMasa tztaka, Shalom Vavoydet tztaka, Hashkech Uvetach at Oilam. Convincing other people to do tztaka is even greater than doing it themselves. And the Mefarshim explained, the pshat that I always like to repeat in this is a pshat that I saw from Yisrael Yankov Lubyansky, who was the Baranovich Mashgiach. He said as follows: the most precious commodity a person has is time, because time is not replaceable. So if a person gives tztaka, it takes a moment to give tztaka. But if you take time to go collect tztaka, that takes up a lot of your time. And a person who's willing to give up from his time, that is what makes it most significant. The simple pshat is, tztaka that's given by yourself, only you can give. Whereas tztaka that's given, but if you get other people to give, it's not just one individual, it's many individuals that contribute to giving the tztaka. And that's why the Mefarshim explained the Torah, when it speaks about the first time of giving tztaka and Pashas Truma, donating for the Mishkan, it doesn't say V'yitnu Truma, it says V'yichuli Truma. Don't just give Truma, just get other people to give Truma. The Bava Rebbe used to explain, the Pasuk says in Shir HaShirim, Mayofu Pamayich Burgolim Bas Nodif. The Pasuk is speaking about a Nodif. The Pasuk is speaking about a wealthy person who he himself is giving tztaka. But even though he's such a great person, Mayofu Pamayich Burgolim, the person himself should still go out and get other people to give tztaka. And the Chafetz Chaim and other Sfarim say, that somebody is mashbia and influences other people to give tztaka, the schar for that mitzvah is that his children and his future generations will not have to rely ever on tztaka. The Bin El Itam asks a question. If what the Gemara here means is that we should try to convince other people to give tztaka, so why doesn't the Gemara say Godel HaMashbia? What does it say, Godel HaMa'aisa? So says the Bin El Itam. Because a person, even though we're explaining how important it is to try to influence people to give tztaka, that certainly doesn't exempt somebody from giving tztaka himself. Godel HaMa'aisa. What does Godel HaMa'aisa mean? That he gives tztaka and he convinces others to give tztaka also. Zocha. If a person is zoicha, the money he gives will go to worthy people. If he's not zocher, he's going to bring people who scream in the house. Rashi explains, in people of the government, they're going to come collect taxes, but it won't be for a worthy cause. I beg of you, do tztaka amongst yourself, in order that you should have shalom, and that the government should not come and take the money instead of tztaka. I saw, based on this Gemara also, the Rav Yitzchak Silberstein discusses, we know if somebody gives tztaka, the person is obligated to give meiser for tztaka. So the question is, if a person has a tax deduction for giving tztaka, let's say he gives $1,000 for tzedakah, and he has a $300 tax deduction. When he does his calculations for Meiser, should it be considered like he gave $700, or should it be considered like he gave $1,000? So Rav Moshe and the Mechas Yitzchak both say it's certainly considered like he gave $1,000, because at the end of the day, the poor person or the cause received $1,000. He says, our Gemara says that sometimes stock of money ends up by the government, and therefore it's as good as giving. Certainly, even if it ended up by the government, it should be counted as stock. Varabalaza, if the government uses it for social needs. Varabalaza, does match base mitzvah kaim when the base mitzvah was standing. Adam shoykel shekloy, a person will give the shekel that we have to give. Everybody has to give every year max a shekel. Umeskapaloy, we have a kaporo. However, Akshav, Shem Beis HaMinish Kaim, now that the Beis HaMinish no longer stands, Im Oysim Tztaka, if they do Tztaka Mutov, that's fine, as the Mashah explains, that Bizman Shem Beis HaMikdash Shayikayam, the Mizbeach brought a Kapara. Now that we don't have a Beis HaMikdash, Shulchano Shul Adam, the Gemara says, is Mechaper. So if you give an Oni food, that he has food to eat on his table, that brings a Kapara. Mimlaf, and if a person doesn't give tztaka chas v'sholem, bayin avad kachavim v'noitlim bezroya, they will take it away by force. V'avbi nechshalan tztaka, but it's still considered tztaka v'shenemar v'noit shayich tztaka. Amarvu, hay milsi shtoy li'ula. The following halacha was taught to me by somebody who was a child. We'll understand this better in a moment. Who was Meshach Sheik Orchsei de Ime, who treated his mother inappropriately, and he said it to me, Meshmei Drebelozer, in the name of Drebelozer. Maidik Siv, the Pasuk says, Vayirbash Tztoka Kasirion. Tztoka is like a shield, like a coat of armor. Loimelach, to teach us, Mas Sirion Zer, called Klipa Vaklipa, every line of armor, Mitztarefes L'Syrian Gadol, combines to be a big coat of armor. Aft Tztaka, called Pruta Pruta Mitztarefes L'Cheshbon Gadol, it combines to a big Cheshbon. So Mepharshim asked the obvious question. Everything Pruta Pruta is Mitztaref. What is so unique about Tztaka? So I saw a number of Pshatim. One Pshat is that we learned a moment ago in the Gemara that one is obligated to give a third of a shekel every year. So the Gemara is teaching us you don't have to give that third of a shekel at one time. It can be combined till you get the required amount. Another pshat is that let's say there's an oni that needs $1,000. You only give $1. So you really didn't make that much of a difference to get the oni what he needs. Still, when the Ani will receive the entire $1,000, it will be counted like you were contributing to the entire amount that he needed. Another pshat is as follows. We know that $1 is a dollar. $10 are $10 $1. $100, $101. But by diamonds, it's not that way. A diamond that's 1 carat, and then you have another diamond that's 10 carats. The 10 carat diamond is not worth 10 times more than the 1 carat diamond. It's worth hundreds of times more than the smaller diamond. Here too, all other mitzvahs, every mitzvah you do, you get credit for the mitzvah. By tzedakah, as you combine many acts of charity, it becomes a bigger and bigger diamond that you get, that you have amassed. Rav Chanin Amar Mehocha, Ukaveget Edim Kotzukaseinu. The Navi gives the Musar that their stock is like a repulsive garment. Ma Begazet called Nima Venima, Mr. Refis the Beg of Godel. Every thread combines to a big garment. Aft Stocker called Pruto Pruto, Mr. Refis Lecheshbin Godel. So first, try to understand what is the difference between armor versus a Beged. So the Emes Liakov says that's referring to two different types of people who give tztaka. A person who gives tztaka lishma, it's like armor for him. A person who gives tztaka shloi lishma, he gets the mitzvah, but not to the same degree. It's only considered like a beged. It doesn't have the same value. Says the Gemara, Amai karle ula mishakshek orchsed iman. Why did Rava call Rav Sheshis a child who acted inappropriately to his mother? Says the Gemara. The boy minei Rav Achduvi bar Ami Rav Sheshis. Rav Duvi bar Ami asked the Rav Sheshis, Minayin les mitzayra bimei sipuroi shemetama adam. How do we know that a mitzayra during the days that he counts, he may spur that he's metama, a person that he touches? Just to help us understand the Gemara. We know that if a person is declared by the Kohen to be a mitzayra, so he has to be quarantined. That's called a mitzayra muchlet. After he becomes tahar, he has to bring two birds to the Kohen. That's called taharas sepayrim. And then he's sequestered again for 7 days, the Yimei Sipuroi, that he counts. And then he becomes, again, through a number of acts, completely tahor. Ask the Gemara, how do we know that a Mitzayra during those days, that he's Yimei Sipuroi, if he touches a person, that person becomes Tamei? Amaloi, Hayom Matam Begodim. If the Torah teaches us that the Begodim that he touches become Tamei, the same halacha will apply Metam Adam, that the person that he touches becomes Tamei. Amalei, Shar Achdumi said to Rav Sheshis, what kind of proof is that? Dilma Tumim B'chaburim Shani. There we're referring to clothing that he's wearing. And therefore, since he's wearing the clothing, that's why they become Tamei. How do we connect that to a person whom he touches? And the Gemara proves this distinction. The Heset Nevela. If somebody moves a nevela of an animal, the metama begodim, his begodim become tamei, ve metama adam. But if he touches a person, that person won't be tamei. Amalei, el sharetz the metama adam in olam. Sheshis tries to convince him with a different argument. The sharetz that touches a person, how do we know that it becomes tamei? La mishon metama begodim. Because just like a sharetz makes the clothing that he touches Tamei, similarly, it makes the person that he touches Tamei. Amalei, you can't bring a raya, says Rav Achdumi to Rav Sheshis, from Shrotzim. Sheretz behedik sebe. The Torah says explicitly regarding Shrotzim, Oyish ashiiga b'chol sheretz, that if a person touches a sheretz, he becomes Tamei. Says the Gemara, El shechva zera, the metama adam and olan. How do we know that a semen Shechazera is metama adam, la mishum dahar metama begodim. If Shechazera touches begodim, they become tamei metama adam. Amalei. So again, Rav Achduvin says that's not a proof. Shechazera nami behedik sibo. The Torah says explicitly, oy ish l'rabbis es hanageya. The Torah teaches us explicitly that if it touches a person, he becomes tamei. Ahadalei bebedechusei. Every time Rav Achduvin responded to Rav Sheshis, he didn't respond to him in the most respectful manner. And therefore, Cholish started Rav Sheshis. Rav Sheshis became upset. And Ishtik Rav Achdumi Bar Ami. And Rav Achdumi Bar Ami became dumb. He couldn't speak. V'siyaka Talmudei. And he forgot his learning. Asi Ima, Rav Sheshis' mother came. That's the way we're going to learn the Gemara. Some Rishonim say it was Rav Achdumi's mother that came, but we're going to learn that it was Rav Sheshis's mother that came, the Kabachim Kamei, and she was crying that Rav Sheshis should undo what happened to Rav Achdumi. The Rav Achdumi got injured because of him. Tzavcha, and she was crying and crying, V'loy Ashgichbei, and Rav Sheshis didn't pay attention. Why Taka didn't Rav Sheshis pay attention? So some Mefarshim explained, some Sofer explained, that we know we say every day, the Talmud Torah Kneged Kulam. The Talmud Torah is even greater than Kibbutz Av Ha'Aim. And Kavarat Torah is even greater than Talmud Torah. So since Rav Achduvi did not show the proper Kavarat Torah, Rav Sheshis felt he deserved the punishment. The Gra says Pshat, that Rav Sheshis felt that if HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought a punishment on this person, it's inappropriate for him to undo what a Kadosh Baruch Hu felt was an appropriate punishment that Rav Achduvi was deserving. Amalei, so what Rav Sheshis' mother did, she exposed her breast, and said, Chazal Hanyi Chagi the Matzvanei. Look at these breasts from which you nursed. At that point, by Rachmele, Rav Sheshes Davind, Vitzi, and he had a refuah. What was Pshat that she exposed her breast? So the Gra explains. We know that the food a person eats, particularly the milk that a child nurses, has influence on the characteristics of that individual. So Rav Sheshes' mother was saying to him, if you're acting so tough, it must be because you nursed for me, and you nursed, my milk brought to you this bad characteristics, this bad midas, which is an embarrassment to me. And therefore, he asked, she said, don't do this, you're embarrassing me. So now that we're discussing the subject, how do we indeed know Manolon that a mitzvah during the Meis Furoi makes a person that he touches Tomei? Kretanya. Rav Shimon ben Yochi Amar. Nema kibas begodim Meis Furoi. The Torah uses the halacha of that if during the days of his Furoi, if he touches clothing, they become Tomei. Venema kibas begodim Meis Furoi. And the Torah says the same halacha during the days that he's a confirmed mitzvah. Mal halon. Just like when he's cholot, the aloch is that he's metamev adam, so too, aftan, when he's sepuroi, he's metamev adam. Amar b'lozo, godl ha'oyset stokah b'seisar, it's greater, somebody who does stokah quietly, yoysem b'moshe Rabbeinu, even greater than Moshe Rabbeinu. Why? Deal b'moshe Rabbeinu k'siv, ki yigarti b'bnei af v'cheima. Moshe Rabbeinu was concerned about afachema. V'ilu ba'oset stock exiv, regarding somebody who does stock, the pasuk says, matn b'seisr yichva af, v'shoyche b'cheik chema aza. It has the ability to quiet down the af and chema. And I saw the Mefarshim explain, a little apikabola. The word chayla is gematria 49. We know that Moshe Rabbeinu only attained the mem tes 49 Sharibina. He never attained the 50th Shar. But somebody who gives Staka, even if he's a Chayla, and he has Nebuch, he's at the 49th Shar, by giving Staka, he will become healthy. Well, please, Rav Yitzchak, this is different than what Rav Yitzchak said. Dom Rav Yosef Af Kaifa. Staka has the ability to pacify Af anger, Chemer, but wrath. Even though you give this bribery, you give charity, the chema remains strong. Any dayan that takes shaychad, maybe chema azal oilam brings the strong wrath to the world. Call hanois and prutal ani. If somebody gives a pruta to a poor person, mizborech b'sheish brachas. He has 6 brachas. Mamafaisoi. But if somebody comforts him with words, mizborech b'yud al brachas. He'll have 11 brachas. Hanois and prutal ani. Mizborech b'sheish brachas d'ksiv. Haloi prois. Vanim merun tavi bayis. Kisira erum. And the pasuk counts 6 brachas. However, if somebody comforts him, he'll have 11 brachos. Shnema v'tofik l'rov nafshecha v'nefesh nana tazbia v'zor b'choy sh'orcha v'afalosch b'atzorayim v'nocha shem tomiv v'zbia b'tzach tzoyt nafshecha v'anim chachor v'tzoylam moizdei dar v'dar t'koymim. So the Gra says, of course the right thing to do is not only to give tzedakah, but to give tzedakah and also to comfort the person. And the Gra says, that's pshat in the pasuk, ki beglau hadover hazeh. Hazeh is begmatria yod zayin, 11 plus 6, 17. Ki beglau hadover hazeh, yivarechcha Hashem elkecha. If somebody does this, then he'll have all the brachas. The reason giving stock, comforting the person is even more than greater than giving. Because if you give a person stocker, so the money you give him, in a moment or two, he won't have any of that money left. He'll use it up. but the words of comfort that you give him remain with him forever. Because he runs after tztaka, yimtze tztaka, eloi melach. Kol haroid of achet tztaka. If somebody tries to give tztaka, kol haroid of achet tztaka, HaKadosh Baruch Hu mamtzli mas, he will be a person that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give money, vice man tztaka, that he could do tztaka with that money. Says the Gemara. Rav Nachman Yitzchak, HaKadosh Baruch Hu mamtzli b'nei adam hamagonim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu helps him find worthy people, lasam tztaka. Kedei lekabalem tzcharoi, that he should get a worthy skar. Lefukim mai, lefukim the darish rava. The darish rava, mai deksiv. V'yu machshon lefanecha, beis apcha asay behem. Amar Yirmiyahu lefanei Kadosh Baruch Hu. Yirmiyahu said to Kadosh Baruch Hu, Ribono shel Olam, afil b'shar shekayfen es yitzron. Even when the people of Nosos want to do the right thing, or machshon lasa tzok lefanecha, hachshiyom b'bnei adam sheinim aganim, make them have people that aren't worthy, kadesh leikabel ha'yitzchad, that they shouldn't get tzchar. Shuman Levi Amar, call a roga lasit stalker, somebody who commonly does stalker. And I saw from Shlomo Zalman Orbach, what does that mean? That he commonly does stalker? It's a person that whenever there's something good to be done, he makes himself, he runs to do something, a favor for other people. Zorcha havele bonim, he will have children, bali chachma, bali oisha, bali agoda. Bali chachma, dexiv yim tzachayim. Chayim is chachma is considered life. They'll have covered because people give covered, they enjoy drushes of Agada, and they give the people who say such drushes a lot of covered.